This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And thanks for coming back for Part 2 of the show. Well, today our musical theme is Taking, Part 2 of our study of songs that have Take in the title. And we'll continue our survey of the hit records from this first weekend of November in 1956. Meanwhile, the number one book this week on the New York Times bestseller list in fiction, Don't Go Near the Water by William Brinkley. But the soon-to-be most read book is Peyton Place by Grace Metalius. Topping the nonfiction list, it's Robert Donovan's Eisenhower, The Inside Story. Also popular is The Nun Story by Katherine Holm. While making news here in 1956, the first submarine transatlantic telephone cable system has begun operations. The line stretched from Scotland to Newfoundland. On October 17th, the game of the century, as 13-year-old Bobby Fischer defeated Grandmaster Donald Byrne in the New York Rosenwald Chess Tournament. Meanwhile, flare-ups from an international hotspot. There's trouble in the Suez.
The Suez Canal, storm center of controversy for weeks, now becomes a cause of war in a lightning sequence of diplomatic and military moves. Since its seizure and nationalization by President Nasser of Egypt, the vital waterway has precipitated a new crisis in the already tense Middle East. Crack French units are embarked at Marseille, bound for a joint staging area with Great Britain on Cyprus. Less than an hour's flight from Egyptian ports, where they are prepared for seizure of the canal by force. Simultaneously, Britain reinforces its garrison on the island for the same eventuality. A naval concentration in the eastern Mediterranean strengthens the military buildup, even as Israel, in a lightning attack, thrusts deep into Egypt to the vicinity of the canal. France and Britain issue a 12-hour ultimatum that all fighting must cease. Within hours of its expiration, Britain's warplanes are winging their way to Egypt, and its bombers attack five key cities, including Cairo.
Meanwhile, at the White House, President Eisenhower called for a ceasefire.
The United States was not consulted in any way about any phase of these actions, nor were we informed of them in advance. In the circumstances I have described, there will be no United States involvement in these present hostilities. I therefore have no plan to call the Congress in special session. It is our hope and intent that this matter will be brought before the United Nations General Assembly. There, with no veto operating, the opinion of the world can be brought to bear in our quest for a just end to this tormenting problem.
Meanwhile, this weekend at the UN, to keep the war from spreading, Canada's Lester B. Pearson proposed the creation of the very first UN peacekeeping force to ensure access to the canal and an Israeli withdrawal. The UN passed the resolution, and peacekeepers will be sent to the Sinai unless both Egypt and Israel agree to their withdrawals. The Middle East in the headlines here in November of 1956. But you know, with all the trouble in the world, all we need is a little love. True love, of course.
Suntan, wind blown, honeymooners at last alone, feeling far above par. Oh, how lucky we are. While I give to you and you give to me, guardian angel on high,
Number 11 this weekend in 1956, Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly, True Love. And it was still rising on its way up to number 3. It would become a million seller. And it was featured in the motion picture High Society.
Every season, every age has its own special beauty. But the quality of freshness never loses its appeal. Her hair so soft and shiny. The color fresh, sparkling. Does she or doesn't she? Miss Clairol hair color looks so natural, only her hairdresser knows for sure. Yet just after the baby was born, she caught a glimpse of herself. Her hair seemed lifeless, so faded. Then she tried Miss Clairol. Now she looks as wonderful as she feels. Miss Clairol really covers gray, keeps hair color young, radiant, sparkling with life. So beautifully soft and silky. Miss Clairol hair color bath, the natural looking hair coloring. So quick and easy, you'll love it.
Does she or doesn't she? I would have never dared to ask. I've learned my lesson. Well, let's get back to the countdown now. Coming in at number 9, another movie song. This is Doris Day.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Said I, said I, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que será, será, what will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que será, será, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que será, será, what will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly, que será, será, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que será, será, what will be, que será, será.
Record number 9 this week, 69 years ago. Actually tied for number 9, Doris Day with the Frank Duvall Orchestra. Whatever will be, que será, será. Coming down the survey after 3 weeks at number 2. It's a million seller for the co-star of the film that featured that song, The Man Who Knew Too Much. And since we've had a couple of movie songs already, let's see what's playing in the theater this weekend in 1956. First up, the cartoons. There's Whitty-O Wabbit. Elmer Fudd chases Bugs Bunny through a TV studio. And there's Deduce, you say. Daffy Duck does his best Sherlock Holmes imitation, with Porky Pig playing Watson. Now to the main features, there's blockbusters like Around the World in 80 Days with David Niven, Giant starring Rock Hudson, Liz Taylor, and James Dean, and the epic The Ten Commandments, featuring some of the biggest names in Hollywood, including Charlton Heston.
Gather your families and your flocks. We must go with old speed.
Yes.
Go where? To drown in the sea? How long will the fire hold Pharaoh back?
Will it hold?
After this day, you shall see his chariots no more.
No! You'll be dead under them.
No. The Lord of hosts will do battle for us. Behold his mighty hand.
And with that, the parting of the Red Sea. Charlton Heston as Moses and the Ten Commandments. More shows playing this weekend. There's Teenage Rebel with Michael Rennie and Ginger Rogers in those shorts. Outstanding. The Man from Del Rio, Anthony Quinn and Cotty Harado. But Whit Bissell steals the show as the town drunk. There's The Brave One with Michael Ray. And we run into Doris Day again with Louis Jourdan and Julie. Kirk Douglas stars as Vincent Van Gogh in Lust for Life. The Bad Seed has Nancy Kelly, Patty McCormick, and Eileen Heckert. And also transitioning from stage to film is Tea and Sympathy, It starred John Kerr and Deborah Carr.
Years from now, when you talk about this, and you will, be kind.
Deborah Carr, John Kerr, and Leif Erickson starred in the motion picture and the original Broadway production of Tea and Sympathy. All right, a few more. The Girl He Left Behind, Tab Hunter and Natalie Wood, and many other familiar faces. From Movies with Music, there's Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis in Partners. The Opposite Sex, a musical remake of The Women. That was a bad idea. June Allison and Joan Collins. But a good musical was The Vagabond King, with Catherine Grayson and Rita Moreno. Now, there's a film that hasn't been released yet, but the title song is already on the charts. It's Friendly Persuasion from Pat Boone.
So green and still, more than the mulberries on the hill, more than the buds on the May apple tree, I love thee. Arms have I, strong as the oak, for this occasion. Lips have I to kiss thee to in friendly persuasion. Thee is mine, though I don't know many words of praise. Thee pleasures me in a hundred ways. Put on your bonnet, your cape, and your glove, and come with me.
At number 9 this weekend in 1956, that's Pat Boone and Friendly Persuasion from the upcoming film of the same name, starring Gary Cooper and Dorothy McGuire, on its way up to number 5, and it would be Pat's fourth million seller. Now, we also find Pat over on the album chart this week. His first collection is titled Howdy. Some of the other bestsellers this year are Ella Fitzgerald sings the Cole Porter songbook, Vic Damone and That Towering Feeling. For jazz lovers, there's Chet Baker sings, and Stefan Grappelli's Improvisations. That's him in the background with Swonderful. From the stage, the soundtrack to My Fair Lady. From the movies, the soundtrack to The King and I and The Eddie Duchin Story, featuring Carmen Caballero. But the number one album this week belongs to Harry Belafonte, Calypso. Well, back on the pop singles chart from this weekend in 56, we're up to number 7. It's another version of Tonight You Belong to Me. It's Patience and Prudence.
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're part of my heart, and tonight you belong to me.
14-year-old Patience and 11-year-old Prudence McIntyre, with their father Mark accompanying on piano, turning a 1927 hit for Gene Austin into their own smash 29 years later. Tonight You Belong to Me was a million seller. After peaking at number 4, it holds spot number 7 this first weekend of November in 1956. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're taking once again songs that have take, taking, or taken in the title. Or in this case, takes. Satan Takes a Holiday, the Tommy Dorsey Band. Satan Takes a Holiday, a composition by Larry Clinton and made a hit by Tommy Dorsey in 1937. Well, taking the bandstand next is the Artie Shaw Orchestra, and the girl singer is Lena Horne. Don't Take Your Love From Me.
Thank you.
the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. My life is yours to make, so please keep the spark away. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can't fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you.
Recorded in June of 1941, Artie Shaw and his orchestra with Lena Horne singing Don't Take Your Love From Me. That was the time Artie was using a string section, and you even heard a harp in that one, and an electric guitar played by Jimmy Shirley, and it was Sonny White on piano. Well, let's continue with our Battle of the Bands, Taking Edition. Here's Woody Herman's orchestra, I Wouldn't Take a Million.
In your eyes, I'd rather win a smile from you than win the Nobel Prize. If I were just a pauper and I didn't have a sou, I still would have a million if I just had you.
That plays the blues, the Woody Herman Orchestra, recording from September of 1940 with the leader on the vocals, I Wouldn't Take a Million. And just a little trivia for you, the song was sung by Jack Oakey in the motion picture Young People, which starred Shirley Temple in her final little girl performance. At the age of 12, her parents bought out the remainder of her contract with 20th Century Fox, and she spent the next few years just trying to be a regular teenager. It's another day of taking on this Seems Like Old Times. You're on Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, our stroll down memory lane takes us back to the opening week of November 1956. And time now for sports. In the World Series this year, we saw a first, a perfect game.
Mitchell waiting, stands deep, feet close together. Larson is ready, gets the sign. Two strikes, ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three.
Bob Wolf on the call for Mutual Radio as Don Larson struck out Dale Mitchell to complete the perfect game. That was game five of the series and put the Yanks ahead 3-2. But the series went back to Ebbets Field the next day and the Bums won 1-0 in 10 on Jackie Robinson's single. But game seven was all pinstripers. Yogi belted two homers, Johnny Cux fired a three-hitter, and New York won it 9-0. Mickey Mantle won the Triple Crown. He and Don Newcomb were MVPs. It's week six of the NFL season. The Cardinals and Giants are tied in the East. Detroit leads the West. They're 6-0. The Bears 5-1. However, Chicago would beat the Lions in the season finale that featured a melee between players, fans, and police, and they won the division. They'd meet the Giants in the championship. They tied during the regular season, but New York would romp in the championship game 47-7, a second version of the sneakers game. Because of an icy Yankee Stadium field, the Giants wore sneakers instead of cleats. College football. Oklahoma's in the midst of their third consecutive perfect season. This weekend, they had to rally from a 19-6 halftime deficit at Colorado for a 27-19 win. And in boxing, Rocky Marciano's the heavyweight champ of the world. Light heavyweight title belongs to Archie Moore. Sugar Ray Robinson, the middleweight. Carmen Basilio's the welterweight champ, and the lightweight is Joe Brown. And that's a look at sports from this weekend in 1956. And we're back on the countdown, and we're up to number five, and once again, Eddie Haywood. He plays Canadian Sunset. The instrumental version of Canadian Sunset is at number five this week in 1956. That's Eddie Haywood's piano and the orchestra by Hugo Winterhalter. That was Coming Down from its high of number two, and it would be a certified gold record. Another million seller was in the runner-up position this week. It's Johnny Ray.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet. to walking in the rain. So alone and blue, all because my heart still remembers you. People come to window, they always stare at me, shake their heads in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just walking in the rain, thinking how we met. Knowing things could change, somehow I can't forget.
Just walking in the rain, walking in the rain, walking in the rain. Just walking in the rain all day.
People come to their window,
walking.
They always stare at me,
walking.
They're shaking their heads in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be?
Now who can he be?
Just walking in the rain,
walking in the rain,
thinking how we've met,
walking in the rain,
knowing things have changed,
walking in the rain.
Somehow I can't forget.
Johnny Ray, just walking in the rain, backed up by Ray Conniff's orchestra and chorus. It's holding spot number 2 this week in 1956, and that's where it would stay. Also today in the showcase, part 2 of the theme, Taking. And here's a good one from the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra with the Ralph Brewster Singers. You Have Taken My Heart.
Thank you.
Gordon Jenkins co-wrote You've Taken My Heart back in the 1930s with Johnny Mercer, and it was first recorded by the Casa Loma Orchestra. But he brought the song back in 1962 for his LP, The Magic World of Gordon Jenkins, featuring the Ralph Brewster Singers. Now, Brewster was a member of the Modern Airs during their heyday with the Glenn Miller Band. Well, next up, we're taking from Una Mae Carlisle.
You gotta take your time. Whenever you're in doubt, you take your time. You count the numbers of tonight. You gotta take your time. You got to watch your step. A wrong decision often hurts your rent. And even when you spend a dime, you gotta take your time. It's the smartest thing to do. Never seen it fail. And with this point of view, you hit the hammer on the nail. You got to take your time. You'll find the turtle always takes his time. But he's the first to cross the line. You gotta take your time. Thing to do, never seen it fail. And with this point of view, you hit the hammer on the nail. You gotta take your time. You'll find the turtle always takes his time, but he's the first to cross the line. You got to take your time.
There's Una Mae Carlisle. You got to take your time. She sang and played the piano. And playing trumpet was Ray Nant, one of the stars of the Duke Ellington Orchestra. It's take two today on Seems Like Old Times. We're coming down the home stretch of today's Seems Like Old Times. And before we finish up, let me remind you about our webpage. It is oldtimesradio.com. We're on social media, too. Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and X. And the email, it's Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, we have one more song for the taking. It's by the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra with Helen O'Connell.
Take me, I'm yours if you take me. Please, darling, awake me. Set my heart aflame. Hear me, I'm pleading for your love. I'm so hungry for love. Can't you feel the same? I don't ask for guarantees. Promise me not to fail. All I ask is, won't you please make me hear angels sing? Take me, though you may forsake me. Who cares if you take me? And love me tonight. don't ask for guarantees. Promise me not a thing. All I ask is, won't you please make me hear angels sing? Take me, though you may forsake me. Who cares if you take me and love me tonight? Just take me tonight.
Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra from 1942 with his girl singer Helen O'Connell, Take Me. We've grabbed everything we could of our taking songs here on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this week in our spotlight year, 1956. But first, some news. Now, since the summer, Eastern Europe has seen a battle between hardline communists and reformers. In Poland, there were protests, some violence, then negotiations with the Soviets. Moscow finally gave in October, and the Poles had won some reform. Many Hungarians were emboldened by the Polish victory and hoped for similar concessions. And on October 23rd, the revolution began. The Red Army was pushed out of Budapest. Ed Herlihy gives more details in the Universal Newsreel.
At the end of a six-day fight that astonished the world and shook the Kremlin to its foundations, Hungary was free. Free to fraternize on its own borders and rush in supplies to the stricken city of Budapest along roads littered with burnt-out red tanks, disabled by almost unarmed men fired by passion for liberty. But even as these scenes were recorded, rumors flared of the re-entry of Russian forces and new fighting. The beautiful city of Budapest, scarred by conflict, again faces a Russian onslaught even before the debris of the fight for freedom is cleared from the streets. In startling developments, Hungary broke with the satellite Warsaw Pact military alliance, announced neutrality, and pleaded for priority on the United Nations agenda. Then word came that Russian forces were massing and all communication with the West was cut off.
The freedom in Hungary was short-lived, and this weekend, a second wave of Soviet troops invaded Hungary in the pre-dawn hours. Thousands are killed and more are wounded. Prime Minister Imre Nagy went on radio to appeal for Western help. Here's part of the English translation from Free Kossuth Radio.
In the early hours of the morning, Soviet troops have started an attack against the Hungarian capital with the apparent purpose of overthrowing the local democratic government of the country. Our troops are engaged in battle with the Soviet forces. The government is in its place. This is my message to the Hungarian people and to the whole world.
But help from the West never came. Their attention was focused on the Suez Canal, and subsequently the Soviets crushed the revolt. Nearly a quarter million Hungarians were able to flee the country before the Red Army sealed the border. The millions who didn't make it out essentially became prisoners. The Soviet invasion of Hungary, one of the top news stories here in early November 1956. And here in the USA this weekend at the top of the music chart, it's a 29-year-old singer-songwriter out of Springfield, Missouri, Jim Lowe and the Green Door.
Midnight, one more night without sleeping. Watching till the morning comes creeping. Green Door, what's that secret you're keeping? There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door. Not once tried to tell them I'd been there. Door slammed, hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there. Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I wanted to do
crowd behind the green door.
That's Jim Lowe and The Green Door, featuring Hutch Davey on the piano and the backing vocals by the High Fives. That was a million seller for Jim Lowe, and it spent 3 weeks at number one, including this weekend in 1956. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff, signing off for Seems Like Old Times.